Tiffany with your host, Tiffany Morgan. Why, hello there, my little sweet peas, my little love muffins from all around the big blue world. This is your hostess, Miss Tiffany Morgan, calling to you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the home of limestone and the home to Mimiosa and the home to me.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everyone doing?
Yay, Mimiosa's in the house. In the house.
I can't believe I'm out of bed this early. It's like noon.
It's like noon. I know. It's insane. That's why we have the libations. So chin chin, dear. Cheers. Chin chin. There we go. Chin chin. Oh. Mm. You know what? This is a perfect patio kind of drink.
Absolutely. Very sweet.
It's
quite sweet.
It was a new Bottega sparkling something or other. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get that for Mimiosa. And because it was part of her contract.
Yes, my rider.
The rider. She had to have bubbly. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. So this is a perfect summertime drink. Perfect summertime drink.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're absolutely... Oh, Mimi, anytime. We're close neighbors.
Yes, took me about 3 seconds to walk over here. Lovely.
So, Mimi, what's going on in the world of Mimi? Because there's a lot going on right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I've finally, I guess, worked up the courage to launch my own solo show. It's called Off the Record. I'm doing 2 viewings of the same show. So July 19th, which is pretty much sold out, and then August 23rd, both at Stone City Brew Co. So tickets are available through my Instagram on Eventbrite. And yeah, I'm just really excited. I guess I should tell people what the show is.
Well, I'm going to quickly share for the visual audience out there.
Sure.
You're on Eventbrite, and I love this poster.
Oh my gosh. I'm so thrilled with how it came out. Yeah, I just had my friend Uni Virtual, who is kind of an up-and-coming drag performer in Kingston, who's really fantastic at, like, photo editing. I just love her Instagram, and I commissioned her to make the visuals for these announcements. I'm really, really thrilled with how they turned out. Like, exceeded my expectations.
Like, you couldn't tell me that you actually did a photo shoot of you in a car with the moon behind you, because that, it looks just natural. Looks just natural that way. Wow.
I know. It's so beautiful.
I'm sorry. Did you say Uni Virtual?
Yeah, Uni Virtual.
Yeah. Have I met them? I'm like, there's new drag artists that I don't know.
You got to go to them open stages. That's where they all are.
Oh, I did skip the last open stage, didn't I, in June? Because I needed a break.
Break from Pride Month.
I know. Well, it was a bit of crazy. How was your Pride Month, Mimi?
Oh, my Pride Month was fun. I went to Kingston Pride and had a great time, which I wasn't, like, I had no plans for Kingston Pride, and then I ended up going out, and it was lovely. And then I just got back from Toronto Pride last week, so that was also a lovely time.
Oh.
I just love dancing in the sun.
Dancing in the moonlight. Oh, sorry, in the sunlight. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're getting some live comments right now. Ooh. Love those visuals.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. And I love that. Thank you. This shirt is brought to you by a GT Boutique.
I love GT Boutique so much. My favorite place to shop.
And surprisingly, it was like one of the only shops open on Candid. Because I suddenly found myself in the West End having lunch with someone, and they're like, oh, well, we got to leave you here. I'm like, don't worry. I can go do some shopping. I'll go get my nails, my lashes, da, 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 da. Nothing was open. I was like, oh, it's Canada Day. I'm like, but Giant Tiger's open. There we go.
See, my workplace never closes, so whenever it's a holiday, I, like, expect things to be open because, like, I'm working on those days. And no, they never are.
Mm.
Terrible.
Terrible, terrible. So tell us about, the show. So this is going to be at Stone City Ales.
Yes, Stone City Brew Co.
Brew Co.
Is their name.
Oh.
Yes. Been a little name change, a subtle name change. I don't know when that happened, but I was corrected by the manager, so it's Stone City Brew Co.
Thank you. I will update that on the dragshow.ca listings. Oh, shop till you freak out. Did you? Oh, gosh. Some of you people are twisted on my channels here. So, okay, so it's at a Stone City. Let's just say Stone City.
Great, love it.
Brew Co. And what dates are they?
July 19th. I think there's only a couple of tickets left for that one. And then August 23rd, which I just announced a few days ago. So there's still plenty of tickets available for that. But don't wait. They will sell out. I'm a big deal.
She's a big deal. Well, honestly, when you think about it, though, because you sold out for that first show, well,
within 4 or 5 days?
4 or 5 days into announcing it, and it's still 2-3 weeks in the future, yeah. Right? Because I won't mention, but, you know, some of the other shows that are coming up, they're, you know, slowly selling tickets. You sold out in 4 days.
Listen, I have been doing this for quite a while in Kingston. I've amassed quite a following. I don't perform as often as some other queens do around here, so I really want to be like, I'm surprised, but I'm also not surprised. Yeah, I mean, you have to have some sort of level of confidence to, like, want to do a solo show. I guess I'm really thrilled with the response and how quickly, you know, tickets were snatched up. I didn't expect it, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful to each and every
booked
one of
you.
Booked
and blessed. Exactly. She's booked and blessed. All right. So what would we expect from your one-woman show, Mimiosa?
Okay. So I've been dreaming of this show since I started drag. I've always loved the idea of, like, taking an entire, like, body of work from an artist and performing that front to back to really show the audience, like, what the artist was saying with this work. It's also just how I listen to music. I always listen to albums all the way through. And I just think it's a fun, interesting way to challenge myself to, like, differentiate the ways in which I'm performing, because I have to do it for, you know, 12 songs, back to back to back. So you can't just give the audience, you know, the same facial expressions or the same style of performance, because you are working with, you know, like a ballad, and then you're doing an up-tempo song, and you really have to switch things up in order to keep people engaged. And I'm finding I haven't been, like, putting much work into my performances. It's kind of like autopilot at this point. So I thought this was a good time to, like, kind of flex my creative muscles and, I don't know, show people a different side of Mimiosa and kind of, I don't know, just push myself a little bit creatively, because it's just been getting a little stale around here for me, so.
Wait, what? Sweet Pea Studios is stale for you?
No, my own performances, not the other queens in Kingston. Everybody's working really hard and having fun out there.
It's funny you should mention that, because Rowena kind of totally read me during What's the Maple Tea. She's like, well, I already know what your songs are. They're going to be Cher doing ABBA.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, it's easy to fall into a rut, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
it's easy to fall into a rut. And it's hard to get, you know, just to shake things up. So kudos.
Yes.
Kudos. Because, you know, the sleeper must awaken. And wait, why was I watching Dune last night again? but, you know, challenges are always a good thing. I think it's a really great idea, because when you listen to, I can't even remember the last time I listened to an album from beginning to end, album, whatever it may be, if you download the entire album or if you're listening to it on a CD or a record or something, but it already takes you through a journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
If the artist is talented enough to track list correctly, it takes you through a journey. Some albums are just slapped together, but we won't talk about that.
Mimi, you are a little bit of a connoisseur, I'm thinking. A little bit of a sommelier when it comes to albums, by the sounds of it.
Oh, I've got a plethora of albums I can perform at this show. It's a never-ending, like, concept, which is why I'm doing it monthly, because there's just so much I want to tackle. And if anybody has any suggestions, I'm always all ears to to see what else I could add to my list of albums to perform in the future. But we should probably talk about the album I am performing for this first show.
Well, yeah, because I think I was going to jump. Yeah, talk about the album. What is the album?
So for both of the show dates, July 19th and August 23rd, I'll be performing Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia album, which I thought was a perfect introduction to this show. It's a quite popular album. Pretty much all of the songs on it are great. Pretty much all of them. There's one that I'm having a real problem with, wrapping my head around having to perform it, because I think it's one of the worst songs I've heard in my life.
Just interpretive dance here. Just interpretive dance.
But that's what I mean, is this show is pushing me to, like, tackle these songs that maybe I don't like when I listen to the album, but I have to do it, so figure it out, make it work. So I'm doing that album. I think it's an easy sell. It'll get people to buy tickets to the show because they like the album. And I'd like to get to a point where it doesn't matter what album I'm doing. People just know how great the show is and how much work I put into it. And so they'll just buy a ticket no matter what album I've chosen.
You know, it's interesting. I was chatting with a friend of mine. And, you know, you reach a certain age and you're like, okay, should I learn this new pop star's name or should I not learn this new pop star's name? Because they're going to be just one album and gone, right? And Dua Lipa was one of those where you're like, I think I'm going to learn this one's name. And I'm glad I did. Because, like, wow.
Yeah, it sucks that it came out during the pandemic and she wasn't able to, like, promote it properly. But it's so kind of the first, like, quarantine album, if you will, like...
Well, there was a few artists who released albums, like Kylie Minogue released an album, and I think she did a really good job on that. It was very kind of like, you know, disco slash funk slash, well, I don't know about funk, but, you know, that kind of like feel to it. So what is Dua Lipa's album? What is the feel?
It does disco for quite a bit of the runtime, disco influence. Again, like kind of funk as well. And then the last two songs just go off the rails and turn it into, it's like a Lily Allen type song, if you remember her. And then it's just like a cheesy ballad with a children's choir singing. That's the song I'm talking about. It's the worst song I've ever heard. It's the last song on the album. But I'm going to perform it well, so don't worry. You're not going to be bored.
Well, if it's a cheesy song, I think... Because you're a drag queen, girl.
Yeah, I should be able to figure it out.
I'm like, you should just do a cheesy number. Do we have sock puppets that we can use as children?
I've got it figured out. You'll have to come to the show and see. I don't want to spoil the finale. But...
I'm like giving ideas. This may or may not be in the show.
And I should mention, like, this one is a solo show. I'm doing every song by myself. I'm making video projections to go behind me for every single song by myself. I've spent probably 30 plus hours stoning outfits. I'm doing quite a lot for this show. A lot of work is going into it. Should be charging you $40. but I've gotten custom wigs made. Every show's going to be different. You're not going to see like the same outfits running through each show. Each show is going to have like new material for you to sink your teeth into. That's why I'm only doing one show a month and why I'm kind of stepping away from doing other gigs in the city, is because this show is taking up so much of my time and energy that, you know, this is what I have to put my focus on.
Mimi, because I keep talking, like, I'm an old queen. I keep talking about the, you know, the past and the future, you know, today and then the future and stuff like that. And by the way, I'm Tiffany Morgan. You're listening to C4C Breakfast with Tiffany on C4C and on my podcast on Apple and Spotify and stuff. And I'm here with Mimiosa, the divine Mimiosa. But to kind of chat about things, because, you know, like just a couple years ago, it was just, you know, we were doing one show a month sort of thing, right? And you're like, you know, grateful to just you're like, oh my gosh, that's the show. I'm in the show too. And because sometimes you're not always in that monthly short sort of show, right?
Well, I was, but
you were.
I'm humble.
She auditioned for everyone and she got it every single time. But then suddenly, like, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, suddenly drag just exploded here in Kingston and the region. And suddenly it's like, you know, they're like, oh, can you do 2-3 shows this week? you know, 10 shows this month, whatever, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. I may be slightly exaggerating because July seems busy. Yeah. But anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, where am I trying to go with that? Because I'm kind of getting the same idea of focus mm-hmm. on what really aspect of drag that brings you the joy and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I obviously always have fun performing at all the shows with everybody, but yeah, it's taxing on the body to do it, you know, every week. I also have a job that requires me to be there Saturday, Sunday mornings, so it's hard to do those, you know, Friday or Saturday night show. So yeah, I just think, it's fantastic that there's so much demand for drag in Kingston and that the shows are doing so well, but as a performer, it's difficult to kind of get into that headspace of, you know, I don't know, coming up with new numbers to do each week and keeping things fresh and interesting.
Yeah, because if you're doing like a weekly show or whatever like that, it's just easy to be like, okay, you know, usual songs that I do that mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But this is, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm like, you, it feels like we're actually able to focus on ourselves. Right.
Pursue
the things that bring you pleasure and that you feel calling to.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's taken me this long. Like I said, I've been dreaming of this show since I started drag, but I didn't think I was able to do it, not just from like my own personal creative standpoint, but also like having an audience that's going to come out to that show, because you don't want to put all this work into like a solo show and have only 5 people there in the audience. I would do it, but it's like there is something to be said about having a room full of people who are fans of you and want to see what you've been doing over the last month. And so I think this was the right time for me to kind of step out and do that, because the drag community here has just, like you said, exploded over the last couple of years. Kind of unfathomable that we're here, really. We're thinking here. About where we came from, you know. I mean, obviously longer for you, but I've still been here for like, you know, 7 years now, probably.
Has it been 7
I think it's
years?
Been almost like 7 years that I've been doing drag, which is crazy to me. But yeah,
wow.
I know. Wow. Time flies.
I still remember that little Mimi Osa who in a after a few cocktails jumped up and started showing like how to do it to another like, this is how you do this performance. But it's kind of really great when we think about it that you can actually focus on something that you're doing. I'm on a broken record with this because because I even at my age, suddenly people are challenged, like an idea popped out to be a drag queen gardener, like to be like, oh my gosh, I can actually merge my love of gardening in with being a drag queen. I had no idea. And it clearly, like, you know, the audience here in Kingston, they definitely want to, they want to see Mimi Osa and her one woman show for sure. I want to see you in your one woman show. Actually, let's just be honest. I was half tempted on scalping my ticket to your first show. I'd be like $100.
$100. It's going to be a fantastic show. I'm really excited for it. Honestly, looking at who's bought tickets, it's going to be like, I don't know, everyone that's mattered to me in my drag career. Like my mom's coming, my aunt, my sister, my childhood friend, my 2 best friends from Toronto.
Oh my God, they're all coming?
Everybody's coming. Lots of supporters, like just people who, you know, have been there since the beginning of my career are going to be there. You're going to be there. Rowena's going to be there. It's just going to be such a lovely first,
first
night of the show.
Unless someone wants to buy my ticket for $100.
And obviously, depending on what album I keep calling it a solo show, but depending on what album I'm doing, if there's features like on the album, like artists that are, like if there's a collab on the album with another artist, I really want to bring in, you know, another drag queen or drag performer to like fill that role. Like, so mm-hmm. whenever there's features on the album, then I'll have guest performers in. And I'm really excited to get into that, but I think I'm going to keep the first couple ones maybe just solo shows, just while I get the hang of it. And then... you know, bring in some local talent and share the spotlight and you know.
And have a breather.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is the one thing that I'm like, how is she going to do the entire album and, like, you know, be able to change outfits? And I think that's just going to be part of the experience. You're like, how is she going to do it? And don't tell us now. Don't tell us how you're going to do it. But I'm like, oh, how is she going to do it? How is she going to do it? so what, what else is going on in Mimi Osa's life? Are you excited for, like, Drag Race season 3 coming out soon?
Yes, of course. I did not audition for Canada's Drag Race season 3.
Wait, did anyone here in Kingston?
Rowena auditioned, I'm sure. Lilith, I believe. I'm not sure who else, but, yeah, I'm excited. Do I know anybody on it? I'm trying to remember. I guess not. Otherwise, I would probably remember. But I'm really excited to see Vivian Vanderpuss. I really like her. Jada Shada Hudson, of course.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Looks like a good cast. I'm excited to see what the girls turn out this year. And I hear a rumor about All Stars 8 filming right now.
What?
There may be some Canadian talent on
an official
All Stars Drag Race season. Ooh. Hosted by RuPaul.
Ooh.
Well, I can't say anything yet, but if you go on Reddit, I'm sure you can find out. And I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
But I'm really thrilled about it. I hope the rumors are true.
Well, we just heard an announcement that Rita Baga is going to be hosting Belgium.
RuPaul's Drag Race Belgium. How lovely and random.
I know. Why do you think she's got... apparently, she spent time in Belgium.
Great.
So they could probably understand her French. But it just seems so random. But congrats.
Congratulations, Rita.
You're all like, I'm like, yeah, Rita Baga, yeah. I do love Rita Baga. Because when we saw her in season one of Canada's Drag Race, she was like, I come from a club kick culture. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Because, you know, that was... I was second generation club kid culture. I wasn't club kid. What am I talking about? But admirer in second generation. But yeah, insane. So, other projects? Any other exciting things? Like, do you have a merch line coming out?
I was thinking about doing some stickers, perhaps. So each like album show will be accompanied by. Some photos like the one that I posted for the Dua Lipa album where it's like my face kind of superimposed onto the album cover. And I think it'd be really cool to have like merch to go along with each of those things. So I'm thinking stickers might be a fun idea. I don't know. I don't really like doing shirts. Shirts don't really inspire me.
Yeah. Shirt. Speaking from someone who does the shirt. I haven't sold one in over a month.
People like pins.
People seem to really like pins. They I think people really like to, for you to have something there at the show. So that's my piece of advice to you. Because the pins I have on me, and then I bring them to a show, and then immediately people are buying the pins. But the shirts are print on demand, and I don't get any sales for that. So,
and if anybody can help me get my face on a wine bottle, that would be wonderful. If there's anybody out there that can help me with that, even if it's just like I need to buy a case to get a label made, fine. But I want that to happen. That's my next project, Mimiosa Wines.
Yes. Mimiosa Wines. I would love that. Would it be like infused with cannabis?
I don't know. Maybe.
We need any wine producers, yes. Sommeliers out there, give Mimiosa a call. And any cheap ethanol-based or vodka-based booze who want a picture of a drag queen on their plastic bottle, please call me, because I want to see my face on a plastic bottle disposed in a gutter somewhere after a big old street party. I want to see that. Because I've seen my face in a gutter a few times after a big old street party.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be performing with Stephanie Prince on August...
Oh, my gosh, yes. Let's talk about upcoming
August
shows.
19th.
upcoming shows. Yeah, so Stephanie Prince. Yeah. Oh, wait, where are we?
So other than my solo show, that might be the last time you see me performing around Kingston for a while. August 19th.
August 19th, okay.
You can go to dragshow.ca for all of this information.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to drag show.
I still can't believe you have that domain. It blows my mind.
I hope I have plan. Well, I have ideas to expand it. I have ideas to. So Friday the 19th here in Kingston at Four Point Sheridan, Stephanie Prince from season 2, Canada's Drag Race, will be in town. And you'll be performing.
I will be.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I'm going to be performing too.
Lovely.
Yeah, maybe I may also be the DJ as well.
Okay.
That's normally how it works. And we're also having Devona Coe.
Ooh, from Ottawa. Well,
from Ottawa, yeah. So, and of course, hosted by Rowena Way. So tickets are on sale right now. Go to dragshow.ca and you can buy the tickets to that. And if you're listening from Ottawa, we're also in Ottawa the day before. And when I say we, I mean me.
I will not be in Ottawa.
On the August the 18th. This is going to be so exciting. August 23rd, Mimiosa. That's a spillover show.
Yes, Mimiosa presents Off the Record, Future Nostalgia, Encore.
Yay!
Off the Record's the name of the show because I'm performing an entire record, you know, like off. Songs off the record. Makes sense. I thought it was a fun name.
Now, do you have it in vinyl? Because
I do have it in vinyl. I thought about like playing it on vinyl, but I think there's too many things that can go wrong with that.
Well, you know, when alcohol is involved.
Yes. It's an expensive vinyl, too. So it's like a limited edition. Like, I think it's pink.
What?
But I thought about maybe like just bringing it and like displaying it. So you see like the album artwork, like, alongside me performing the show, just for fun.
I think you should just photo and print the photo.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I'm like. But it is during the weekday.
Yep. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. So maybe people, because they won't go all crazy.
They better. I'm off Wednesdays, baby.
Am I calling in sick on Wednesday after the first show? Maybe.
Maybe.
But there's lots of other drag shows coming up. So, like I said, go to dragshow.ca. So, this July 8th, there's Cornwall Pride is having some festivities in Cornwall. If you're inclined to go off to Cornwall, there's also stuff going on in Belleville at the Bistro. Also, Brockville on July 8th. Like, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And then also, Rowena's going to be doing a one-woman show July 14th at Harper's.
Oh, I do a one-woman show. Suddenly everybody wants one.
You've opened so many doors. The doors you've opened. Oh, but I'm running out of time here. So thank you so much, Mimiosa, for being on Breakfast with Tiffany. My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan, and I want to give you my love. Mwah. You stay safe now.